Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this July 25th, 2025. I want to thank our sponsors, Crockett Septic, for sponsoring the time for us to be able to hang out with our good friends over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. We have Casey Newmuth with us. Casey, good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
It's always nice to talk with our ADRC. We appreciate all the work that you and that team over there put into our community and all the great things you guys are doing over there. Where would you like to begin today? It's been a while since we hung out, so where do we go?
It has been, yeah. So I think maybe let's just talk about who we serve. I think sometimes people aren't quite sure what we do and who we serve, but our goal is to promote choice and independence, as well as help provide peace of mind and quality of life. And we do that through education and access to resources to those individuals and their families in our four-county region. So we can help you discover your choices, rights, and create a plan for your future. We serve adults age 60 years of age and older, adults 18 years of age and older with intellectual, developmental, or physical disabilities, youth with disabilities that are transitioning into adulthood, and caregivers. And our four-county region includes Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, and Wood counties.
When it comes to being able to, I think this is, you started off in such a great spot, Casey, because I saw this in my own family with my mom and dad when they got to this age and they realized, oh, I need to know some things that I don't know yet. And being able to know right away, they were like, oh, well, I'll reach out to DADRC. It wasn't even a beat later that they realized that. And for every family like that, that's wonderful. But there are people out there that are curious or don't know. And man, to have a resource like you guys available, because it's not just being able to talk to a real person and that you guys are up on things way more than maybe your average person might be, especially, you know, they don't give you a handbook necessarily when you turn 60 and, hey, this is, you know, going to get you ready for 65 or what have you, or whenever you might be able to retire.
Right.
But more and more people are retiring either earlier or later, or just not at the average age that you might usually or in years past. So all the more reason to have a resource like this. And in being honest, in a day and age where, yes, you can jump on a computer and, you know, Google or anything, not everybody feels comfortable doing that. Not everybody has access to that. And even sometimes that information you get may not be as accurate as we would like. And having a real person to talk to in town or in a town near you is so vital for our community. It really is important, the work that you guys are doing there and that it is available. But then we have to also make sure everybody knows about this. So while we're doing you guys do a great job joining us and getting out there in the community, all hands on deck, everybody. You hear about this, you hear about the services available, make sure you tell your friends and neighbors. And as you're seeing, hey, this person's getting up there in age, maybe they should know about these services.
Right. Yes. It is nice to have someone local that you can either come to the office or, you know, give us a phone call and be able to ask any of those questions that you have. You know, whether it's that you're looking for, you know, some community supports, maybe you're looking for information about benefits, maybe you're a support for a caregiver and you're looking for some support for yourself. Those are all things that we can help you with and help you find those answers for. You know, you have choices, and I think a lot of times people don't realize that they have those choices. And so we really work to help you discover those options and those resources that are available so you can plan for your future. You know, we listen to those concerns and we make sure that we answer your questions fully. And if we can't answer those, then we find someone that is able to answer those. We just really want to meet your individual needs and where you're at that time.
And while we're talking with somebody and we're talking here in Wisconsin Rapids, you mentioned earlier you guys reach a big wide area. No matter where you're listening to us in most of our listening area, you guys are able to help.
Correct. Yep. We are a four county region, which is unique for some ADRCs, not all. But, you know, we have staff and offices in all of our locations. And so even if you know, have friends or family that maybe aren't located in Wood County or located in another county that's close by, we can help you find those. And even if you're not in those counties, we can get you the information to who you would reach out to at those counties. So we just want to make sure that you are getting the best service possible and all of your questions answered.
And I know our audience, so I know that there's people out there that are hearing this, thinking about it, and I don't know if they can help me with my question. I got a difficult one. I got a tough one. You go ahead and hit them with your best shot. You can bring them because these guys are up to date on everything. And honestly, one of the things too that I I really appreciate is if you don't know something, you're going to hunt it down with them. You're going to find it out with them. You guys want to know as much as the client does, and being there for them. So it's not only that is available for you, but just knowing that that's there. I know one of the things that was comforting for my mom and dad when I saw instant relief in their faces was just even the idea that they knew where to go and that the source, the resources were there. It's not to say that we don't want you to use the resources, but I think just even having this in town and people knowing about it, I can say I'm a ways away from this, but I'm closer to it than I'm not. And just knowing that I have somewhere to go with questions is such a comfort, even in my 40s, I will say. So I don't know. I can only imagine the amount of times that you have somebody come by, and for every person that's really happy to see you guys might be surprised to see you guys in the services that are available. I appreciate being able to touch on this. Is there anything else about that you wanted to cover?
No, I think what we just tell people is, you know, you certainly plan for what your life may look like or what you want it to look like, but, you know, things pop up, things happen, and, you know, you don't get to plan, and that's the unfortunate part, or maybe the fortunate part, but it's always good to try to plan as early as possible and have all the information as early as possible, and that way if things change or if things maybe don't go that direction, you know, you can plan for that and you can, you know, have it veer off and feel okay with that because you have all the information that you need to be successful.
You know, this is these services and so much that's available over there is certainly about retirement, but not just people retired. We're talking people that still have to work into a later age, which there's plenty of our community and people in just in general that are having to more and more. And also people that are maybe volunteering and doing some things like that. But it's also just a great place to go for services and programs available. There's so many things that we don't want to keep Casey here all day, so we can't get into every single thing. You got a busy job. You got a lot of things to do. But I don't want to miss past that, the resources that are available over there and the different programs that are available. There are so many different things. And while we don't have to touch on all of them, I don't know if you want to just kind of go over a couple of things for people and remind them that these are available.
Yeah, we do have some classes coming up in Wood County that people find, you know, very helpful. One of our really popular classes is called a Healthy Living class through our Stepping On program. So this is an interactive program for adults 60 and older who have fallen or maybe have a fear of falling. You know, sometimes you think, oh, I'm never going to fall, or, you know, especially if it's, you know, nice outside and there's no ice, but mm-hmm. falling can be, you know, just a really big problem. It can cause a lot of issues for someone, whether it's a small fall or a big fall. So this class has local experts and trained leaders that work on ways to reduce your falls and just help you gain some self-confidence. This class meets once a week, starting on Fridays from September 12th through October 24th at the South County YMCA. So if this is something that you're interested in or you want more information, then you can call us at our 800 number. That is 888-486-9545. Another very popular class that we have coming up as well is Managing Caregiver Stress. As a caregiver, it can certainly be rewarding, but it can also be very overwhelming. And we always stress that as a caregiver, it's very important to take care of yourself first. If you're not taking care of yourself, how are you able to provide for the person that you're caring for? So this class is designed to help you care for another adult and learn about relaxation and stress reduction skills that while you're focusing on self-care strategies. So this class is a one-hour class that meets September 4th at 10 a.m. at our Wisconsin Rapids ADRC. So again, if that is something that you would like to register for or want more information for, I can give you that number again. That is 888-486-9545.
I appreciate you mentioning those, Casey. And while those are great programs, there are other ones that are available too. And if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I didn't hear anything mentioned about this, and you think there's a topic that would be really good to be covered, feel free to reach out and let the ADRC know. Some of these programs didn't always exist. They came about from the ADRC seeing a need for it and like, hey, we should definitely do something like this. And All the things that we're talking about today, whether you are getting into retirement or you are 20 years away from it or what have you, one of the main things that she's brought up, I think, is really key to hit on again. And that's, it's never too early to get on these things. And everybody, whether you have to work or you are going into retirement, you deserve to enjoy the latter half, the second half of your life, or whatever you want to look at it as, the twilight years, all these verbs and terms we use. You deserve it. Every single person out there listening deserves that. The sooner you take care of these things, the sooner you can check these off the list, the quicker you are to be able to just enjoy life and just to be able to do your thing or focus on work or whatever you're doing with your day to day.
Right. Yep. That's definitely for sure. Another thing that, you know, people also don't realize is maybe when they do retire that they're not quite done working yet. Maybe they're done working a stressful job, but they might want to look into volunteering. Our organization, we are so thankful and thrive off our volunteers. And there's so many different ways that you can volunteer. And if that is something that you're interested in, some of those may look like Meals on Wheels. So maybe delivering a hot meal to someone in the community, maybe packaging those meals for our senior dining sites. So helping put those together. And then seniors can meet at the Centralia Center and, you know, have a meal there and some community involvement, and you're preparing those meals for them. So if that is ever something that you're interested in, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg for volunteering. We're willing to work with you and your schedule in as little time or as much time as you want to. We just appreciate, you know, anything that you're willing to provide.
Meals on Wheels is not only a really easier way to volunteer and do things in our community. It's not a big time commitment, but it's also, they work with your, not just your schedule, but your routine or where you are in town or trying to find things close to your home or your business or your job or what have you. So they work with you even on that level. And as somebody who did this over 10 years ago, I can still, is every time you guys join us and bring this up, I immediately go back to like the first house I went to and dropping off a meal and the gentleman that I got to be friends with and stuff. And I'm so thankful for those moments. I feel I'm just as thankful, maybe even more thankful than the person's receiving the meals and stuff. It's a great opportunity to not only do that, but also checking in on our friends and our neighbors out there, making sure they're doing okay. And want to remind everybody, if you need these services as well, to reach out to DDRC. And certainly, if you can volunteer, we could use as many people as possible. You can't have too many people a part of this program. There is also preparing meals. That is another way to volunteer. And there are other opportunities with the ADRC to volunteer. Encourage you to find out more about those and some of the other programs available. Casey, did we cover everything, or did you have anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I think just the last thing that we'll bring up, since we're still in the summer months, is that we still have our senior farmers market vouchers. So that is an excellent way to be able to provide a $25 voucher to eligible seniors that can buy fresh fruits and vegetables from approved markets and stands in the area. And so there is a form that you can complete online. Or you can go to our website at www.adrc-cw.org. You can also stop into our office or feel free to give us a call. We just want to make sure that those that are eligible have this great opportunity to be able to purchase, the fresh fruits and vegetables that come in the summer. So
I appreciate that. I knew I had one thing I meant to mention. I forgot to mention vouchers. Thank you so much. You are so good at this. And it is so good to hang out with you again. Thanks so much for being with us, Casey.
Yes, thank you very much for having it with us. We always appreciate it.
You can find out more at those information that she gave us there. That phone number is 1-888-486-9545. That's 1-888-486-9545. Or you can go to adrc-cw.org. You can find out more at their website. Encourage you to do so. Everybody bookmark that page and share it with your friends and family and people that you know could use it as well. Follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the great things they are doing. And again, Casey, say hi to the team over there for us.
Will do. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.